Welcome, everybody. This is Lisa Robin Young. I am the founder and creator of the Small Biz Super Summit and smallbizsupersummit.com. I want to welcome you to our first bonus call for our second annual spring edition of the Super Summit, formerly the Direct Sales Super Summit. Today's guest is Sasha Sabbath, and our topic is Harness Your Soul Purpose for Profit and Inner Peace. Now, this is going to be a powerful call, but before we dig in, just a little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you guys that the time is running out to purchase the audios for this summit. Saturday is the last day. Each of our instructors has a ton of valuable information to share with you. I don't want you to miss any of it. That's why I kind of stress this on every call. You may miss one call, and that could be the one call that's, you know, the deciding factor in turning your business around, and that would break my heart if you didn't get a chance to hear it. So there's that. Also, join us in the chat that's happening at tweetchat.com. We're in the SBSS room. That stands for Small Biz Super Summit. And we're having a whole conversation in there that's not happening on the call itself. So go to tweetchat.com and enter the SBSS room. Say hi, and we'll connect with you there. Today, we'll even be taking some questions from you guys that we can pose to Sasha as we go along. A reminder today, though, that we have two calls. This bonus call right now, and then our call with Carrie Ann Mallott tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to talk about mixing online and offline marketing for maximum effectiveness. Now, lastly, if something on these calls inspires you or motivates you, or even if you have a question, the best way for us to help you and to get your feedback is if you email us. So please do. Some of you have been, and that's been exciting to get that feedback from you guys. Email us at info@homepartysolution.com. That's my mothership company. We want to hear from all of you because it's your feedback that makes this summit the best that it can possibly be. In fact, at our last summit, I invited a friend of mine, Mary Mark Dante, to join us, and she offered some amazing insights into valuing ourselves and appreciating one another. And the feedback from that call was so overwhelming that I wanted to do something else that was going to stir us up. And so when I got the call from Sasha, I knew that this was going to be the thing. So today's guest is likely to stir up some stuff for you, just like Mary did at our last summit. Now, Sasha Sabbath is the Entrepreneur Life Purpose Soul Coach. That's a lot, and it means a lot. She has 23 years of experience as a spiritually based coach, healer, and public speaker for personal and business development success. Her message is succeed in sync with your soul, and I love that. This is about aligning your work, your business, with what's really important to you. Now, Sasha mentors her clients to help them discover their soul purpose, their top five passions, and to create what she calls soul purpose-based business models. There's an energy about you, believe it or not, and Sasha guides you to tap it, to understand it, and to work with it to help make your business and your life more successful. Sasha is also a Reiki master and uses a unique transformative tool called vocal tonal healing to assist some of her clients to release limiting blocks, strengthen their goal accomplishment, experience profound states of relaxation, and so much more. The woman, if it comes down to something that has to do with the energy that makes you the person that you are, Sasha has a gift for this, and she's going to be sharing that with us today. There's a lot more to business than just selling stuff and creating products and getting your face out there. There's an entirely holistic side to how your business is really an extension of yourself. And Sasha's bringing her years of experience to us today to help us navigate what some might call the more touchy-feely side of business, but I'm sure you're going to see on this call how powerful and transformative it really can be. So I hope you have your pen, your paper, and your cool drink of water. Prepare for transformation with Sasha Sabbath. Sasha, welcome to the Super Summit.
Lisa, that was gorgeous. Thank you.
My pleasure, completely. This is an exciting call for me. I there are people who walk the line between, oh, there's that airy-fairy stuff out there, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on this call. But I have seen in my own business specifically how getting yourself in alignment with the things that truly inspire you and bring passion to your life can really transform who you are and the way you do business. So why don't we talk for a little bit about, you know, what is soul purpose? How does that work?
Great. Well, I'm going to build on what you just said. It has to do with meaning. It has to do with what you're really passionate about. And I'm going to take one layer more to add, and that is soul purpose goes into the very essence of how you have become who you are today, all of your life lessons, the good, the bad, and the ugly, so to speak, although there is no such thing as ugly, when you look through the filters of soul experience-driven lifestyle. When you have a sense of soul purpose, there is a perception that everything that happens to you is preening you for certain awarenesses, certain skills, certain equipment that, in fact, you are built to bring out into your world. Now, to take that out of airy fairy land and put it into real-time making money, it's as simple as, do you want to fight and be something that you are not? Or do you want to take the time to discover who you really are, maximize on that, and do your best to build a lifestyle that honors, supports, and has that essence of who you already are, your natural beingness, be what determines your life? So an example could be somebody realistically and practically wants to pursue a profession because they have their responsibilities. They want to make a certain kind of income. They want a certain lifestyle. However, everything inside of them is at war about it, or there is so much struggle to it that it hurts them. It starts to dampen their joy, and that affects their health, their relationship, their quality of life. Yes, the job is a great job in terms of money, in terms of maybe prestige. However, they are suffering. Their soul is shrinking. That could also be part of somebody's soul purpose, to feel that contrast between who they really are, what they really long to do, versus what they think they should be doing. And if a person wants to take that experience of contrast and friction and tension and sorrow, if it even goes that far, to summon up the courage and the commitment and the declaration that who they are, what they want, what they are skilled to do is what they are going to pursue, then that takes their soul purpose expression in a different direction. And when it comes to building one's own business or getting a job in a company that better matches their essence, skills, their qualities, their personality gifts, as well as their skills, then they will start to experience a quality of life that is so much better. So if you ask, what is soul purpose? I say that it is that understanding, that integration of the intrinsic you that you have stepped back to observe evolving from the moment of birth, and that you are moving in a certain direction in terms of your involvements in life, where you choose to put yourself, the people that you choose to spend time with, and what aspects of who you are, your personality, your passions, your talents, how you bring all of that out into the world.
That's awesome. And guys, this kind of ties into what Jonathan was saying on last night's call. You remember he said that one of the things that really determines our success is the people that are around us. And what Sasha's saying here is it's not just the people that we choose to surround ourselves with. It's the experiences that we choose to have in our lives. It's the life that we choose to live, the business we choose to run, the way we choose to do it. Every choice that we're making kind of creates a definition of who we are, and we can either make the choice to bring all of that stuff in alignment with what makes us sing, what makes our hearts leap for joy, or we can choose to just kind of hobble our way through life and find ourselves out of alignment, out of whack, basically, because we just aren't feeling it. We're not living it. We're not connecting to it. You know, one of the things that I think really drives this point home for me, and this is just an example that I want to share. We launched this summit series this time last year, and it was totally, it was Thursday evening. I was looking for, I had an idea about, you know, I really wanted to reach more people, particularly direct sellers at that time. I wanted to find a way that was really going to help these guys step out of their same old comfort zones and give them tools that they could act on right away to really explode their businesses. And the idea for this summit came into my mind, and I said, yeah, okay, how am I going to make that happen? And the how manifested itself. I mean, it truly just kind of unfolded. That was Thursday night, and by Sunday, 8 of the first 15 speakers that I needed for the summit were already lined up and ready to go, and by the end of the second or third week, we had an event. We were in the middle of it. So in less than 2 weeks, because I got in alignment with wanting to help people find more success, this whole thing just kind of exploded, and there it was. And as the event was going on, it really connected into, it made my heart sing. I mean, people were telling me, oh, this is so great. I'm having such a good time. I'm learning so much. I'm putting stuff into use right now, and my business is growing, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so excited. And I felt very much in alignment with what I felt my mission was at that time, and that was to help these people. And helping people has kind of always been a piece of who I am, and we've expanded, you know, the scope of the summit to more small business owners, not just direct sellers, but the mission remains the same, to give people tools that they can implement now that they're going to be able to put into their business, put into practice, and start seeing success almost instantaneously from the moment they start to implement this stuff. And, you know, we wouldn't be in the third iteration of this event if that wasn't working, if that wasn't in alignment with what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, when Sasha came to me and said, I really think I've got a message that I can bring to your folks, and she started to explain to me what she does and who she's all about, I talked with Carrie Ann Malott, who you guys will hear from tonight, and they had worked together. And so Sasha came very highly recommended. It was like, here comes this alignment again. Here come all of these things merging synergistically. And you can go, oh, you know, woo-woo, it's airy-fairy or whatever. But the reality of it is, when you set your mind to something and it's in alignment with who you are and what you're trying to be and what you're trying to do in service to others, and I'm a big person to talk about service to others. That's my thing. When you are serving others and you bring all of these elements in alignment, the world can't help but get out of your way and let you do what you need to do, because it's not about you anymore. It's about the mission, and it's about helping people. And that, to me, really epitomizes what Sasha's talking about here when she talks about soul purpose. Anything you want to add to that before we jump on to the next little bit of question I got for you?
Well, there are a couple of pieces that I think would be helpful hands-on tools for our listeners. You identified a particular, what I'll call, success strategy that mobilized inside of you that brought this summit to such an extraordinary success. And so I would suggest that the listeners write this down. One of the things I do with my clients is we identify the success strategies that come from them, not that I tell them what the success strategy is. We go to the very heart and the core of what naturally has developed that are the shall we say, the recipes for their successful accomplishments. In your case, you were clear about a passion. So step number one is, what do you want? What is your passion? Then step number two was, your mindset was absolutely in line with it. Even though you said, how can I do this so fast? No. You didn't care. You said to yourself, I want this. I can do this. So step number two is choosing your mindset. And mindset consists of beliefs, intentions, purpose. That's what mindset is, belief, intention, purpose. Now, beliefs is also going to include your programming, which is where people find themselves fractured, where they want something, but the rest of them isn't going in the same direction, and then they have to work on their programming and who they are, their self-image, and create a mindset deliberately, consciously, in very specific detail, manufacture, craft, reinvent themselves so that their mindset is in alignment with what it is they want. You already had that. You only wobbled for a nanosecond when you said, how am I going to do this? And then because you were so keyed in to this overwhelming passion that is connected to the bigger sense of yourself, you called it a mission, that's all it took. And then Spirit Universe was able to carry out this voltage, if you will, coming from you that said, I want this, I'm going to do this, here it is. So a success strategy begins with a clear, very strong passion. And if it's not strong because you're afraid, then see if you can amp it up. Start to develop a visualization of what your life would be like if your passion was the forefront center stage, aspect of your life. And then check in with yourself and say, okay, what belief, what self-image of myself do I need to change so that, and here are the key words, so that I can be who I need to be to have what I want. Who do you need to be to have what I want? When you ask yourself that question, be ready, because your shadow self, the parts of your obsolete programming, are going to come rushing to your conscious mind. Don't be afraid of that. That's merely showing you what you need to address in your own personal healing journey, that once you address that and you update yourself to who you are today, you will become who you need to become to have what you want. And so those are your two steps. Be clear about your passion. And then number two, make sure that you have the belief, the self-image, we'll call it mindset, so that you can then have step number three, and that is what Lisa naturally had, the expectation to win. Negative expectation is where people shoot themselves in the foot. They'll have all these great ideas. They may even believe that they can do it, and then something will tweak and send them off in a different direction where they then lose track of the belief and they go into the worst-case scenarios that would probably happen. When you have positive expectation in concert with the belief that you can do it, connected to the self-image that you are the kind of person that can do this and can own this and can stabilize this, then you are, in fact, unstoppable.
Okay. If you guys didn't catch that, okay, and I'll put this in the notes, and I've kind of tweeted about it a little bit already, but she just gave you an equation. All right, if you want to bring this down to the most logical, basic, formulaic way of finding success in your life and bringing yourself into alignment, she has given you an equation for success. You've got to get your mind right. You've got to believe in your being that there's no other possibility, that this is going to happen. And then you have to take the action to make that happen. And does it always come out perfectly? Not necessarily, but it can't help but not happen because of the actions that you're taking, the belief that you have, and the sheer momentum behind the will of what you want to happen. It's the difference between, you know, a little Hot Wheels car and a steamroller. Yeah, the Hot Wheels car will move down the road, but the steamroller is going to, it's got a lot of force behind it. And when you bring all of those things into alignment inside yourself, you're going to see that happen. And she said something that really struck me. Sometimes you have to reinvent yourself to get those beliefs in alignment with the mission that you're trying to have. And this is something that I have coached with clients on in the past, where you're dealing with levels of belief that aren't where you need them to be. You know, so she says, what do I need to change to be who I need to be, to have what I want? That's very often, you know, a belief in self-worth. I need to change a belief about what I'm worthy of. I need to change a belief about, you know, what's really important to me. And I may say something's important, but acting like it's important is completely different. And one of the activities that I do when I'm working with clients is called raising your threshold of belief. And we've talked about that before. You know, sometimes it's just that little incremental shift that makes a huge difference. But the shift still has to happen, no matter how small it is, or the change won't occur, the thing won't happen because the beliefs aren't in alignment. That's just a powerful statement that Sasha's making, and I want to make sure that you guys are clicking into that. But let's talk a little bit, Sasha, about the importance of knowing your soul purpose, especially for entrepreneurs, you know, small business owners. Let's talk about that, because I think that's huge.
Yes, it is huge, and it's why I niched myself to address entrepreneurs in particular. And this actually segues into something you just said. When you talked about, Lisa, with your clients helping them to raise their threshold of belief, when you know your soul purpose, you can do that because you have a foundation to stand on to support that belief. So you're not winging it. You're not just operating from blind faith, although blind faith is very necessary at times. Trust and blind faith are hand-in-hand guardians to us at times so that we can take the risks that are probably useful to take. When you know your soul purpose, and this is answering your question as to why it's important, when you know your soul purpose, you have such a congruent sense of confidence that your life actually becomes very simplified, because there's a non-negotiable aspect of yourself that becomes available to you, where you know that this is what you must do, that this is who you are, that this is what you came here to do, and therefore it just has to work out. That's another success strategy that a person can put on a little index card and have it support their mindset to go for a goal. And I don't remember what the actual order was that I just said, because, you know, in these kinds of conversations, just information flows. However, the point is that when you know the makeup of who you are and you are certain of it, then as your soul purpose becomes a container that you rest within, and you move from there with extraordinary confidence, and I'll go as far as to say with great charisma, because I think we've all experienced people who carry that confidence of really knowing what they are doing with their life. It's not just a facade of strong ego crafting. It's an actual depth of essence, energy that comes through, what I call soul force comes through. Now, let's jump over to the world of entrepreneurship and the challenge of entrepreneurs. The key with entrepreneurs is we have to keep going, that no matter what the challenges are, we are the ones that determine our level of success. And, of course, that includes building our teams. I'm not saying that we're soloing it. I am saying that we are the ones that are driving the main decisions and the vision. So when an entrepreneur has a keen sense of the gifts that they were born to bring forward and the hunger to leave a certain legacy, to leave a certain imprint in their community, or in the world, if they're going to be a global figure, then soul purpose is the mandatory fuel source to do that. And I speak from my own personal life on that. At some point, if it's appropriate to tell my story, the bottom line is I became involved with the whole inquiry of soul purpose when I was very young because of illness and traumas. And I kept asking the question to myself to stay, alive, really. Why am I here? What is the meaning of all this? What am I supposed to do with all this? And that absolutely made me, A, an entrepreneur, B, a person focusing on teaching others soul purpose, because I had to answer those questions for myself. The basic importance of knowing your soul purpose is it's not just a matter of knowing that you want to be of contribution, knowing that you want to make a great living for yourself, knowing that you want freedom. These are all very important ingredients to being able to walk the path of an entrepreneur. However, when you have a deeper understanding of why you've had the life experiences that you've had and what you are to do with the wisdom that has come from those experiences, then you are in a closer communication with your spiritual authentic self. And that is the basis of my work with my clients, is immediately early in our coaching relationship, assisting them in getting intimately in communication with their spiritual center and their intuition and their purpose. And that is the platform for them to then make their business decisions from, as well as a greater sense of self-love to take better care of themselves, including the relationships that surround them.
Why don't we go ahead and share a little bit about your background and how you came to this? Because this is the kind of thing that people don't just trip over in the street. They don't wake up one morning when they're kids and go, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. You have a unique set of circumstances that you've kind of alluded to that make you uniquely qualified to really be the person that brings this information to the world as your own sole purpose. So why don't you share a little bit about your background with everybody?
Well, I was born with elusive and some very overt health challenges that had to do with my organ and endocrine functions. And to this day, I have that as a challenge because it's not a condition that can just be solved with a pill or a diet, It's very complex and it's multi-layered. And being a psychic intuitive, I'm that much more sensitive. So for me, life experiences have been harsh and constant and high drama for an outside observer sitting in the bleachers, watching Sasha's life. And that gave me a start in life where I would either become very bitter and not last very long in this lifetime, or do what I did, which was to keep searching for how to heal my body, understand my spiritual path, work on the wounded thinking that had to be corrected. And basically, that led me to the training and skills that I wanted to learn. So I started out by being a Reiki master, hypnotherapist, neurolinguistic programmer, acupressurist, and a few other certifications when I first started my self-employment. I became self-employed because I wasn't well enough to hold on a consistent basis your typical get to work at 8 or 9 in the morning and keep working until 5 o'clock. I couldn't do that. So that's what gave me the portal to becoming self-employed. As time went on, I went from being a success coach to a leadership soul coach. And I became a leadership soul coach in 2000 because I saw that those people who really took on their life and made it a commitment to be the best that they could be, to have a low tolerance for habits and patterns that were self-sabotaging and that were polluting their environment in terms of relationships as well as polluting their own psyche, that those people were leaders in my mind. I don't care what their job was. They held a standard that was not necessarily the norm. And it also brought in the aspect of a spiritual awareness. And by spiritual, I mean acknowledging that we have different facets of ourselves, different octaves of ourselves. And our soul, the higher octave, is the one that brings through these beautiful, magnificent energies of greater love, compassion, patience, creative wisdom, intuitive brilliance. And when you are accessing that flow of energy, your life is different than when you're not. It's, you know, pretty cut and black and white, cut and dry. Now, in my path, I then went from leadership soul to life purpose and then to soul purpose. So I'm ever evolving and changing my persona as I am seeing the need and what people can resonate with. And I chose soul purpose because that to me as a title, because that to me really embraces not only the gifts that a person should put more attention on and give more value to and hold with greater worth to spend their time, share it with their life, but also that it is a soul-driven message. It is a soul-impacted reason for existing in a person's makeup. And it behooves us, it is our quote-unquote job, to give our world the greatest gifts that we can. And I feel our greatest gift is to give who we truly are out into the world. It is an ever, it is a constant challenge and demand to resurrect oneself and to recraft oneself, because when you choose a path like that, you become aware of your weaknesses and places where you aren't as developed as you want to be. And anybody who knows me knows I am not a patient person, and I get easily frustrated because my sense of vision of what's possible and then the earthly person that has to catch up to that vision sometimes just does not happen fast enough. And that's why people call me a laser coach, is because I channel that energy into helping a person know their vision and then understanding their soul purpose so intimately that they start to feel the excitement and the drive to just get on with it.
There's a fire, you guys. If you want to follow my imagery here, there's a fire that burns in every entrepreneur. You can't be an entrepreneur and not have it. I mean, you can be an accidental entrepreneur who falls into something, but if you stick with it long enough, there is a fire that burns inside you. There's a reason why you do this, because Jonathan said two things last night that are really hitting home for me right now on this call. The first one, as Sasha was talking about the health issues that she's had to overcome, when Jonathan said, when your body rejects your career, you pretty much have to take a step back. And you know, there are people in this world who have come into the entrepreneurial world because their bodies have said, you can't do a 9-to-5, just like Sasha. And it's unfortunate that we have to have physical ailments that channel us down the path that we need to take in life. But I can guarantee you, Sasha is much more healthy, happy, and in a holistic space for herself, even though she has health concerns, because she's chosen something to do as a career that's in alignment with who she is and what message she needs to bring to the world. So that idea of your body rejecting a quote-unquote 9-to-5 career and choosing something that is going to be more fulfilling for you. The other thing that really hit home for me is that we as entrepreneurs have this thing that drives us, that motivates us, that kicks us into high gear, and it sometimes starts as a spark. Sometimes we don't even want to admit it. Sometimes we don't even want to look it in the eye. But our brains are wired differently than other people in the world. I read a study, and I think I've shared this before, at least with some of you, about how 50% of entrepreneurs have, they demonstrate what are called ADHD tendencies, but there's a researcher in, I think it's Australia or New Zealand, who wants to do away with that connotation and call it latent entrepreneurial personality type, LEPT, because so many entrepreneurs embrace those same qualities. Their minds move a mile a minute. They've got all kinds of ideas in their brain. Their physical body can't keep up with all of the ideas that they're cranking out. They have to get help to navigate those kinds of things because they're just such prolific thinker-generator type people. And you're hearing Sasha talk about those things. And the reality is there are a lot of us that are like that. And it's an energy. It's a way of being who we are that a lot of times gets squelched or put off, particularly if we're in a regular 9-to-5. And when you start to bring yourself into alignment with those energies, and you can call it whatever you want to, you know, some people are more intuitive and they pick up on these things like Sasha does. Some people don't even get the whole quote-unquote intuitive side of things. They just know that something's different. Something feels different. Something in my brain doesn't work the way everybody else around me is. I mean, have you ever been in a space where you're like, am I the only person who thinks like this? Am I the only person who can see the world this way? Whether, you know, you're parenting your kid or you're in an entrepreneurial role, you'll see that happening. And you may not be able to quantify it or even understand it, but you know that something's different. And you get led or drawn or pulled or sometimes even forced into a role where you're being a leader. And being a leader is hard work. Don't be fooled. Sometimes being an entrepreneur, like Jonathan said last night, sometimes being an entrepreneur is more difficult, more hard work, more hours than to just go punch the time clock. But you are compelled. Something inside you, that fire starts burning harder and brighter inside you, and you are compelled to bring this thing, this mission, this passion to the world. And that's what Sasha's talking about here, and that's what really excites me about, you know, having her here and sharing her message with everybody.
You said something, Lisa, that is exactly why I designed two of the programs that I have. You said a few times you don't even know, meaning you're saying to us you're just compelled and you don't even know why or you don't even know how, and it becomes revealed. You just know you have to. I'm, you know, grossly paraphrasing you here.
Right, right.
But that is absolutely true, and that's why I developed my my Soul Purpose Activation Program, which is a one-on-one 16-hour program where I train people in several different methods of how they can understand themselves better, what makes them tick. And then when they come away, and this is 16 hours, you know, over a month or over 2 months or over 3 months max, and after that a person so understands why and how and what that they come to the party so much more integrated, with so much more confidence and courage, and so much more access to their creative wisdom that they can take on what it takes, the rigor that it takes to be an entrepreneur, because they have made themselves more of a best friend than they had before. The other one is my laser program, and that completely brings what you said into full throttle. It's a daily 10-minute, Monday through Friday, one-on-one session with me where we set them up for the day of what they want, what's in their way. If they need a healing session with me in that 10, 15 minutes, they get it. And then they are off and they come away with such a feeling of accomplishment and being efficient in that day. And it's all about, I just know I have to do this, but there are these blocks. I don't know what to do. I have to do it, but it feels bad when I do it. And all of that is a process of discovery, self-discovery. And you can't do it all at once or else you'll blow up, you know. But it can be done in the right structure, completely honoring that person's drive to follow what you call that fire. Thank you for bringing that up about the fire, Lisa. That was a beautiful add into exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, some people don't necessarily understand the concept of energy, or it gets too airy-fairy for them. And I want people to really understand, I didn't just bring on, you know, some magical genie in a bottle to come share with you guys these mystical, magical techniques that you can't bring to your own business. I want people to understand that this is about energy, and energy doesn't mean some, you know, time warp, space-time continuum kind of thing. It's the living, breathing being of who you are in any given moment. You know when your energy's up. You know when your energy is down. You know when you're feeling good and when you're feeling bad. And when we bring it to those kinds of terms, and we say things like the fire, the spark, that makes it something that people can grasp, because not everybody even wants to embrace things that are a little more ethereal in nature. And so that's why I'm kind of harping on that, because I don't want anybody to walk away from this and go, I didn't get it, because there's so much here to absorb and really take in. And you talk about something I've seen on, I was listening to an MP3 that you had sent me, business mojo. And you were talking about activating a minute ago. So I kind of want to talk about that, because I know a couple of people who talk about, you know, get your mojo going and stuff. But let's turn and focus our attention on business mojo. What is it? How do we activate it? You know, I mean, how does that really work?
Oh, beautiful. I love it. Thank you. Well, first of all, when a person opts in on my website, they will get a copy of the public speaking event that I gave called Electrify Your Business Mojo and Claim Your Soul Purpose Now. So that definitely goes into what it is and how to activate it. And it's free, you know, so it comes with the package. Now, mojo for me is a force. It is what I refer to as soul force. It is that passion that if you close your eyes and you get quiet and centered and go into an alpha meditative state, you can feel an energy. And if you're around somebody who is also very much in tune and on fire and they're not even talking, and you close your eyes, you get centered, you will feel them. Well, what are you feeling? What you are feeling is a force field. You are feeling an accumulation of thought forms that are fueled by the energy of passion. So when you want to manifest something in reality, you must have a clear thought of what it is you want, and you need to bring in, infuse that thought with the energy of desire, passion. I want this. I have to have this. Now, those are two intertwined facets of our human ability to think and to feel. And when you marry that and put it into a continuum of intensifying it and intensifying it and intensifying it and intensifying, that is what mojo is. Mojo is like an exponential radiance. It is I don't want to say blaring, it's a heightened expression of this clear knowing of what a person wants and believes. And what I do with my clients, because being an entrepreneur does require a lot of rigor and a lot of self-motivation and a lot of answering your own question of why am I doing this, and then the next part of you says because, you know, there's an ongoing dialogue that we have with ourselves at times when we need to keep the motivation up. Mojo is that outcome, that energetic flurry, if you will, where the answer that you're giving yourself is, yes, this is what I believe. Yes, this is what I want to do. Yes, I am a great person. Oh, my God, I love doing this. I am so good at this. I know I am helping people. These are all internal dialogue ways that a person can talk to themselves to remember what it is that they are here to do, to remember what it is that they offer, to remember what their life will be like if they don't do this. Sometimes we have to be inspired, motivated, and activated by the contrast of what things will, what we will not have if we don't do this. It doesn't mean that you are succumbing to fear or negative thinking. It's just reality. And if you really want something, the more you know why you want it and the more you can connect it to your soul purpose, the mojo is that flood of exuberance of life that comes through. Can you turn it on by demand? Yes. I studied neurolinguistic programming and hypnotherapy partly so that I could reinvent myself, partly so that I could become who I wanted to become in a moment's notice. So if something's challenging or if I'm not feeling well, I do my best. And how I do it is to tune in to why am I doing this? Who am I really? Why am I here? What will be my impact? Why am I important? Why is this important? You will access mojo that way. And I give an exercise on that free MP3 that people would get on how to go and activate a memory of when they felt it and then how to bring it back into their present-day consciousness.
Super. What I want to do, because I could talk to you for a really long time, and I know we've got people on the call that probably want to ask a question or two. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of pause right here for a second and give these guys some instructions. What I'd like you guys to do, if you guys have any questions, if you're on the call live, press *2 on your phone. That will raise your hand so that you can ask a question. I'll be able to see you in the call queue here. Just press *2. If you're listening on the webcast, and I think there's a short delay on the webcast, but if there should be a Q&A box there where you guys can put in a question, and I'm sitting here at the dashboard to be able to read questions, to field calls, all you have to do is press *2 if you're on the phone, or go ahead and type in the question and send that over. While you guys are doing that, I want to share with you Sasha's web address. It's www.entrepreneursoulcoach, and soul is spelled SOUL.com. So entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Right there on the page, you're going to see some videos, one from Sasha, one from Carrie Ann, one from another client, talking about what it is that she does and how she's so effective. But there's also an information box there where you guys can sign up and get all of these bonuses that Sasha's been talking about on the call, the activity to help you use the old memory to activate that in your present day. There's an MP3. There's just a ton of great stuff there that you guys can connect and take things deeper with Sasha if that's what you want to do, if that excites you, if that's something that you want to know more about. So while you guys are getting into the queue, press *2 to raise your hand. And I've got this set to refresh, so as long as you guys are doing that. And then if you're on the call via the webcast, just enter the question on the Q&A board. And if you're in the tweet chat, you can feel free to ask a question there, and we can get your questions answered one way or another. While we're waiting for guys to enter the queue, let me ask you another question, Sasha. Soul purpose. Right. And we've talked about this, you know, in terms of the entrepreneur, but how does soul purpose impact profitability? That's kind of the topic of the call is profitability and inner peace. Why don't we talk a little bit about that while we're waiting for people to get into the queue?
Well, the possibility comes from being in a more receptive zone to receive what I call one's creative genius. When a person is living their soul purpose, they already have opened up a portal to their higher realms. Their ways of accessing their deepest inner communication to the bigger self that they are. And so possibilities become more apparent because a person starts to receive transmissions. What's one of the things I do in my practice as well is I teach people how to develop their intuition more. In fact, I'm going to have a whole Ustream freebie video series coming up soon. When people register, I'll give them information on that. That's about, the first one is going to be about developing intuition. Well, you have a greater access to your intuition when you are already in alignment with yourself versus fighting yourself, versus keeping yourself small, versus playing small, versus believing that you don't deserve, you can't have, how will I ever, I'll never, right? When you move out of that kind of self-image and mindset and move into, this is who I am, this is why I'm here, bring it on. That's what you're telling the universe. You're saying, bring it on. And the universe does. And how the universe does it is by setting up synchronistic, magical kinds of interactions, people that you never thought you would meet or could meet. You receive intuitive pictures and internal dialogue, depending on how a person processes and receives their intuition, they will receive information of what to do or what they could do. And the more a person takes heed to those fleeting, I'm seeing computer chips in my mind here, these fleeting chips of potent, powerful information, that is the reserve, if you will, or the escrow of possible steps that that person can do, not the guy next door, but they can do for their life. And as far as inner peace goes, if I did not have the path that I have with what I was born with in terms of challenges and lessons to learn, I would not have any inner peace. And why that would be is because if you're fighting yourself, the amount of energy that is drained out of a person is exponential. And when you are tired and drained at the very core of your being, it's hard to be peaceful. You may be exhausted, but that's not the same as peaceful, right? And so inner peace comes from a certain degree of knowing and trust and certainty. And with knowing, trust, and certainty, one develops what I call an inner sanctuary where they can retreat to no matter what's going on in the outer world, where they become intimately woven into what is the zone, shall we say, of their inner wisdom. And in that, it becomes the eye of the storm. It becomes a place within their being that is peaceful and certain. And yes, we have to work on ourselves. I'm not saying that we don't feel emotions of fear or even anger. However, even in the midst of those emotions, there is a central core self that is the inner peace sanctuary. And the more a person has their hands on the steering wheel of living their soul purpose life, they will have greater access to that. And with that comes greater profit, comes the ability to do what it takes to get what you want in a business arena. It gives a person the ability to walk away from situations that are toxic and not going to serve them in business, and also in their personal life, but we're talking about business right now. It just gives them the confidence to champion themselves and take a stand for a quality of life that is not mediocre and is instead in the direction of a vision of a very glorious life.
Awesome. Now, you guys, I'm not seeing any questions coming across. If you want to ask Sasha a question, this is the time to do it. Press star 2 to raise your hand. Send us a note in the tweet chat or hop us a Q&A question from the webcast. Sasha said something, and I wanna talk about it just for a hot second, especially if you guys don't have any questions. She said something about the signals and the signs, and you know, the more cynical of us are going to call them hunches. We're going to call them coincidences. We're going to call them strange ironies. I want you guys to realize that this stuff is going on all around you, whether you recognize it or not. You know, it's a coincidence that someone you haven't talked to in 3 years just happens to be in your neighborhood and decides they want to look you up, or they just happen to find you on Facebook and, oh my gosh, they have a referral for you for exactly the business that you were looking for. I have a friend who says godly enough instead of oddly enough, and I like to give her credit for that commentary. But, you know, regardless of your level of faith or belief in a higher power or a God or anything like that, these things are happening. These hunches, these coincidences, these signals, these signs are all around us. And when we are tuning in and being more aware of the things that are going on around us, it's amazing how much more frequently they start to happen. And it's really not amazing. I mean, it's part of the design of nature. I mean, we don't all know all of the grand laws of the world and the universe and how everything was created and all that, and this isn't the forum for that discussion. But the one thing that we can all agree on is that we don't know everything about how all of this stuff happened. We can speculate and we can make guesses, but we all have to acknowledge that there's something beyond our own limited knowledge and understanding out there that's keeping everything together and in order. Whatever it is, whatever name you want to give it, that is something that you can tap into in your own self when you bring yourself into alignment with, this is my mission, this is my passion, this is the core of my being. I want to have more of this in my life and less of that other stuff that isn't serving me. And when you get clear on that stuff, it all comes together in ways that we say, wow, that's so ironic, or wow, that's so coincidental, or wow, that's so amazing. I believe for my own self and for my own sanity that there's a design to that, and there's an order to that, and there's a reason that it all works out that way. And that belief carries me through a lot of the very unusual circumstances that have brought me to where I am. You know, 3 years ago, nobody knew who I was. There were no super summits. There was none of this stuff going on in my world. You know, 3 years ago, I had a brand new baby. I was pouring candles in my kitchen. Never imagined that my life would be where it is today, but I took a step in a direction, and I made some choices, and I listened to that gut instinct that I had that transformed my world and put me in the place that I am today and is going to take me to the places that I'm going tomorrow. That stuff happens when you start to click in, to listen. You can call it the inner voice, the inner wisdom, the hunch, the gut feeling. We've all got them, especially as entrepreneurs. And it's one of the things that is the deciding factor in what helps us be successful. Do we choose to listen to those voices, those hunches, those little clues that are being laid around? Or do we turn a blind eye and say, no, that's not part of my realm of understanding and I'm just going to ignore it? There is a lot, just a lot of great stuff in, you know, if you're thinking of science of the mind and new thought and things like that. But this isn't so much about that. It's just tapping into and honing in on who you really are, what your value and your worth is in the world, and how you can communicate that to the audience that you will serve that needs to hear that message. You know, whether you're selling a skin cream or a copying machine or providing services to help heal people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your chosen business direction is. When you get in alignment and you get clear, it all just kind of unfolds, and it feels almost too good to be true or magical or whatever words you want to use to describe it, but you know you've arrived, you're in the right space, you're doing the right things, you feel validated and justified, and it makes all of that hard work worth it. It really does. Sasha, anything else? I know we're almost out of time. Doesn't look like we have any questions. Anything else you would like to add before we close the call?
Yes, you've brought up so many great points that it's most likely that the listeners will have questions after the fact of how to try this on in their own life and how to embrace this for their own unique daily sets of circumstances. And again, part of my package when people register on my website is they will get 30 minutes with me. They will get what I call a soul purpose activation strategy session. It's about 20 minutes where we talk about their perception of soul purpose and where they feel they are in that process and what they feel is missing and what do they think they need and what hurts, what must they change about their life. So that, too, is part of the gift package when people register. As far as anything else, also on the opt-in page of my website, I've included a meditative trailer, an audio track, so that people have something that they can turn on quickly. It's about a minute, minute and a half. It's the sampler of my MP3, which is a meditative and self-healing relaxation MP3. This trailer will quickly take a person into a very relaxed, peaceful place. And so I made it available right there on the website so that when people need some break away from their intense day and they just want to go into that inner sanctuary, all they have to do is just click on that button and they'll be able to quickly go off into a different zone, regroup, refresh, collect themselves, and then come back to their daily life. Other than that, I cannot think at the moment of anything other than to invite people to definitely take advantage of those gifts by going to my website. And please, if there's nothing else that people come away with today, it's to know that you are important. In fact, you are a gift in ways that you may not even know. And if you start your day with that perception, even though you may not believe it on some days, just start there. Activate that part of a mindset that will help you to succeed. And the greatest prayer that I have for anyone is to design your life based on your soul purpose and your passions so that you too may succeed in sync with your soul.
Awesome. Sasha, thank you so much for taking an hour of your busy schedule to connect with us, share your expertise, share your insights. This has been, I told you guys this is going to be transformative. There's been a lot of conversation on the tweet chat, and you guys have, I'm sure you're taking in the energy that's just being exuded here, not just from Sasha, but from me, because this is a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot, and I think it's very important because it's a piece of who we are. And as people and as entrepreneurs, and that's part of what the summit is about, is connecting all of the parts of you because your business is an extension of yourself as entrepreneurs. You guys can connect with Sasha at her website, www.entrepreneursoulcoach.com, and learn more about the powerful strategies that she uses with her clients to connect them with themselves and their businesses. There's a ton of great stuff there that Sasha's already alluded to, and I hope you guys will check her out. Also check her out on Twitter. She's at Sasha Sabbath. It's just her name, just kind of like mine, and say hi and start following her and learning some great stuff from her. She's also on Facebook as well. All right, everybody, this is Lisa Robin Young from SmallBizSuperSummit.com signing off. We'll see you again tonight at 8 p.m. In blessings and peace. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Please enter the